Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has vowed stringent punishment for those found responsible for a triple train crash in Odisha state, which left nearly 300 people dead. Mr. Modi visited the scene and injured passengers at hospital. Here's Anbarasan Etarajan.
Many Indians have vented their shock and anger over the country's worst rail disaster in decades. About 1,000 people are injured, many quite seriously. An eyewitness described the scene as a bloodbath on the tracks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who visited the scene and some of the victims in hospital, described the incident as a painful one. But his government is facing questions over safety measures in the country's vast railway system. Early reports indicate a possible signalling error led to the tragedy. Rescue efforts have concluded. Families and relatives now have the painful process of identifying the bodies of their loved ones killed in the disaster.
Three Israeli soldiers have been killed near the border with Egypt. The Israeli army said an Egyptian policeman was responsible and that he had been shot dead. From Jerusalem, here's Yuland Nell.
This was an unusual incident on the long desert border between Israel and Egypt. Early this morning, two Israeli soldiers were shot and killed near a guard post, the Israeli military says. After their bodies were discovered, Israeli forces tracked down the suspected gunman, a member of the Egyptian security forces in Israeli territory. He was then killed in a shootout along with a third Israeli soldier. The Egyptian military has put out only a vaguely worded statement, saying that a police officer crossed the border while chasing after drug smugglers, leading to an exchange of fire with Israeli forces. The Israeli army has said that overnight an attempt to smuggle drugs into Israel was foiled and that the shootings were assumed to be connected.
Yuland Nell reporting from Jerusalem. Reports from Sudan say paramilitary fighters have taken over the National Museum in Khartoum, raising fears for the safety of ancient artefacts. Its deputy director said members of the Rapid Support Forces entered the museum on Friday. Richard Hamilton has this report.
A French archaeological team that was working in Sudan said they'd been monitoring satellite pictures of the museum and had already seen signs of damage and burning on the outside. Museum staff don't know what the situation is inside the building, as they stopped work there when the conflict erupted on the 15th of April. This also forced police guarding the facility to leave. Among its thousands of priceless relics are embalmed mummies dating back to 2500 BC. It also contains statues, pottery, and ancient murals with artifacts from the Stone Age through to the Christian and Islamic eras.
World News from the BBC. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region says two more people have been killed in cross-border shelling, which he's blamed on Ukrainian forces. Vyacheslav Gludkov said two women, one of them elderly, were killed in villages close to the border with Ukraine. He said another five people were killed on Friday. Mr. Gludkov said the town of Shubyekino was without water and electricity and that an industrial facility and houses were damaged. President Zelensky says Ukraine is ready to launch a counter-offensive to recapture territory from occupying Russian forces. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, he suggested Ukraine would still like certain weapons, but that it could not wait for months. Several rights activists in Hong Kong have been detained by the police on the eve of the 34th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown in Beijing. Celia Hatton reports.
Video shared online shows the artist Chan Meitong pacing near a sensitive location in Hong Kong where thousands once attended annual Tiananmen vigils before police surround her and take her away. Another man, the artist San Mu Chin, calls out to bystanders not to forget Tiananmen as he's also bundled away by police. Several others holding white flowers were also detained. Commemorations of the Tiananmen Square crackdown have long been banned on China's mainland, so crowds used to gather in Hong Kong to remember those killed. A national security law imposed by Beijing has now outlawed such vigils in Hong Kong as well.
Football, and in the past few minutes, Manchester City beat their arch rivals Manchester United 2-1 in the final of the FA Cup at Wembley. The match also saw history made with City's Ilkay Gundogan scoring after just 12 seconds to set a new record for the fastest ever FA Cup final goal. That's the latest BBC News.